And this news update is brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas quite like Kohler's. And I'm Tate Cervantes, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Studio. And we're going to continue the trend for a few more hours with puppies this hour. 1 through 8 Beagle Puppy Mix puppies, or Beagle Mix puppies, available for adoption. They are located at the Thumb Animal Shelter in Elkton, Michigan. You can meet puppies 1 through 8, an adorable litter of 8 Beagle Mix puppies currently available for adoption at Thumb Animal Shelter in Elkton. These pups were surrendered with their mother after their owner became homeless and are now ready to find loving permanent homes. There is some basic information available. Their location is the Thumb Animal Shelter, 2260 South Elkton Road, Elkton, Michigan, 48731. It is a litter of 8 puppies, 4 males, 4 females. The breed is a Beagle mix. Their size is small. They're expected to stay under 25 pounds. They are puppies under a year old. The coat and coloring is a short coat, tan tricolor with brown. These puppies are described as outgoing, very friendly, affectionate, curious, and playful. They are attention-seeking and motivated by food and toys. They have the classic Beagle mix puppy personality, sweet, social, and energetic. Like most puppies, they are not yet house trained, so adopters should be prepared for consistent potty training and routine. They have received at least one initial puppy vaccination, wormed, and will still need additional puppy boosters, rabies vaccine when age appropriate, and spay and neuter on schedule. Typical Beagle mix care includes daily walks, playtime, mental stimulation, especially scent-based games, regular brushing, and routine ear checks. Shelter notes indicate that they will do well with kids and dogs, and with slow supervised introductions, possibly cats. Because of Beagle prey drive, homes with small animals, rabbits, hamsters, etc., are generally not recommended. You are able to meet or adopt them Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., and the shelter is closed on Sundays. You can contact the shelter at 989-375-4204 or email echelon at airadv.net. You can call during open hours to check availability and confirm which pups you would like to meet or adopt. Use Pet Finder's Start Your Inquiry or See How You Match to begin the adoption process or ask more questions. And in local news, efforts to initiate recalls of some of City of Caro Council members should end now that someone has finally been appointed to the vacant seat. The latest person to step forward to apply for the open council seat was John Riley, who fielded questions from the council about his background, qualifications, and why he wants to be on the council. At the end of his interview, Riley was unanimously appointed as a trustee. Making an appointment to the council has been a contentious issue since July when Gregory Hutchinson resigned, creating an open position. Before retiring, Riley was the Caro Community School District's Transportation, Building, and Grounds Director. Earlier this month, there were 2 proposed recall attempts against some Caro City Council members. One proposed recall was an attempt to remove City Mayor Karen Schneider and for Council Member Emily Campbell. There was also a second proposed recall petition for City Council members Jill White, Doreen Odie, and Heidi Parker. The reason listed on both of the proposed recall petitions was that the city failed to appoint someone to the open position. The petitions were both denied by the Tuscola Election Commission because they had issues with the wording on each. And a parking mishap at a Lexington mobile home community resulted in a major fire that destroyed two residences and two vehicles on the evening of December 23rd. According to Lexington Police Chief Larry Sheldon, a 65-year-old woman lost control while trying to park at her home in the North Shore Mobile Home Park on Main Street around 8:45 p.m. Her vehicle struck both her own residence and a neighboring home, damaging a natural gas meter in the process. The ruptured gas line ignited immediately, with flames quickly engulfing both mobile homes and two nearby vehicles. Emergency crews from multiple agencies responded to the two-alarm incident. The driver sustained injuries and received medical attention at the scene before being arrested on suspicion of intoxicated driving. She was later released from custody while authorities await toxicology results. A resident of the second home was inside when the fire started, reporting she was knocked from her couch by an initial blast, followed by additional explosions. She managed to evacuate through a rear exit, though multiple pet cats perished in the blaze. One firefighter required hospital treatment for injuries sustained during the response. The residential structures and vehicles were completely destroyed in the incident. And we will be right back after a brief message from our sponsor.
Those holiday costs added up quickly, didn't they? Decorations, presents, traveling. But one thing that shouldn't have danced around in your head with the sugar plums is worrying about your propane. Get competitive pricing and the best quality service in the Thumb from Kohler Propane. Not only will you be getting superior propane service, but you can enjoy a great winter slumber at ease knowing that you're also helping your community grow strong by choosing a local propane provider. Kohler's Propane, serving the entire Thumb area with locations in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Give them a call at 1-888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
And this was your news update for the hour, and it was brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. And this, if you are interested in more news, weather, and obituaries, you can always go to our website, thumbnet.net, at any time or any place. And there are no obituaries to report at this hour, but again, you can always find those at our website, any place, any time, at thumbnet.net.